Are you having trouble finding the right syndication deal to invest in? It requires a lot of time, groundwork, and a network of connections you might not have. Cashflow Portal is an educational platform that connects investors like you directly with vetted syndicators. When you visit cashflowportal.com/best ever, you'll get access to a wide network of sponsors across the U.S. with different specialties and focused markets. It is the only investor portal that also has a marketplace which allows investors to find both 506C and 506B deals, and nothing beats personally meeting the sponsor who will be managing your money. Go to cashflowportal.com/best ever today to learn more. That's cashflowportal.com/best ever. The number one question I get asked is, what separates the super successful real estate investors from the ones who fail? And my personal coach, Trevor McGregor, has shown me the answer. I worked with Trevor before I even owned apartments, and for years he's helped me scale by using his tools and methodologies. And now he can help you achieve commercial real estate success too. He's offering his Investor's Edge, which is an 8-week real estate coaching and mentoring program for the best ever listeners at 50% off right now. Go to coachwithtrevor.com/best ever. There you can learn the necessary shifts to scale your business. Go to coachwithtrevor.com/best ever to learn more. Get 50% off the regular price of his program today. That's coachwithtrevor.com/best ever.
Typically, that is the area that creates the litigation. Somebody believes they got sold a bill of goods, and what was delivered is nothing close to what they thought it would be.
Quick disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed in this podcast are provided for informational purposes only and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any securities or to make or consider any investment or course of action. For more information, go to bestevershow.com.
Hello, best ever listeners, and welcome to the Best Real Estate Investing Advice Ever Show. I'm Theo Hicks, and today we'll be speaking with Brian Boyd. Brian, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Looking forward to our conversation. A little bit about Brian. He is the owner and managing attorney of Boyd and Wills Legal. He's a lawyer working on commercial litigation, real estate litigation, business advisement, and tax resolution. He's also a real estate investor, and his portfolio consists of 17 properties and 24 doors. He is based in Franklin, Tennessee, and you can say hi to him at boydlegal.co. So, Brian, do you mind telling us some more about your background and what you're focused on today?
Absolutely. Just a little bit about me. I got my law degree in 2004 and went to tax school. I know a lot of people kind of freak out when they hear taxes, but I really leaned into it. Ended up working in Washington, D.C. for Ernst & Young in their corporate tax division. And eventually I migrated to Nashville, where I have my own practice. And along the way, I started representing some contractors. And that led me to looking at what they were doing and putting my tax knowledge to use and figuring out, well, this could actually be a great way to grow wealth while also achieving passive income. And that today is what we are doing. My wife and I, we invest, goodness, just about every day we're looking for a new deal. So it has been a wild trip and we're very fortunate. We have amassed 24 doors and 17 properties in a little over 3 years.
Perfect. So you mentioned there that you're a tax expert. So maybe something we can talk about is some of the potential changes to taxes as it relates to real estate investors in the coming year for the new administration. Do you have anything you'd like to say about that?
I do have quite a bit to say about that.
Perfect. And let's hear it.
I really want everybody to just calm down. I don't think the world is turning upside down. We're going to be fine. One thing that we all need to take a look at is what is going to happen to the 1031 exchange. This administration has made clear that they want to eliminate the 1031 exchange, which could be a problem for us investors, especially when you have appreciation within an asset. Obviously, you don't want to pay the capital gains right away. And to defer that, you use the like-kind exchange. I don't know that that is code section that will be eliminated. So right now, while there's some talk around it, I haven't seen anything that leads me to believe it's going to actually be eliminated. So let's all just cool our jets. We're going to be fine. We'll figure this out. But as this administration gets its footing in DC, I think we're going to learn more. And we're what, only a week into this now. So let's give him some time to put forward tax policy ideas and see if we actually do have something to worry about. Let's not put the cart before the horse on this one.
We'll get back to the show in just 2 minutes, but first, some sponsors I'm confident you'll find value in learning more about. One of the hardest tasks to balance while scaling your real estate investing business is accounting. Well, realestateaccounting.co takes care of the numbers for you so you can grow your business and revenue. REA helps property managers and investors save time and money by automating back office, financial, admin, and accounting. Starting is quick and seamless, from accounts payable to reconciliations, taxes, and reporting. Go to realestateaccounting.co/best ever to find out how REA clients save on average 30% by leveraging their accounting services versus hiring in-house. With CPAs on staff and being owner-operators themselves, REA knows the challenges of your growing real estate business. Try it risk-free at realestateaccounting.co/best ever. And remember to mention the Best Ever Podcast sent you to receive up to $1,800 towards onboarding and services. That's realestateaccounting.co/best ever. If you're not sure where to start investing or need help taking the next step, mentorship and coaching is one of the best ways to get going. Think Multifamily is a leading apartment acquisition and education company who provides true one-on-one coaching to help you invest for your family's future. Their servant leadership approach will guide you to successfully scale your real estate business or assist you to diversify your investments in multifamily. Go to thinkmultifamily.com/coaching to learn how they help working professionals just like you transform their future through partnering and community. In fact, the majority of real estate investors who partner with Think Multifamily get involved in a general partnership within 6 months. thinkmultifamily.com/coaching highlights the partnerships, joint ventures, and resources all available through the coaching program. Go to thinkmultifamily.com/coaching to learn how to become a member and get involved.
So you would not recommend that anyone does anything too rash right now, just kind of relax and hold, or do you think people should start preparing now just in case?
I think it's always good to have a plan B, but I think holding through this year is probably the wiser course of action. In order to eliminate sections of the tax code, you're talking about literally acts of Congress. So we've seen how that works. It's going to take a while to get anything done. Again, like you just mentioned, let's calm down. Let's look and see what's going on, but always have your plan B. If you are an investor out there, talk to your CPA, talk to your tax attorney, get an idea of what may be happening. Stay up to date on this, but I think we're all going to be fine. I really do. I don't see the tectonic plates shifting out from under us right now. I just don't see that happening.
Thank you for sharing that. Something else in your bio was about you're a lawyer working on commercial litigation and real estate litigation. From your experience, what's the one or a couple of things that people can start doing right now in order to avoid being litigated against, if they are, to avoid having their shirt taken?
I think that goes back to basic investing fundamentals. Do your research, do your due diligence on every property you look at. Many properties have disclosure statements on them where the owner of that property has to disclose to you anything that may be negative about that particular property, if it's ever had issues, if they've had to repair something. But it is up to you to get the expert out there, to get the electrician, to get the plumber, to have an inspection of that property. Typically, that is the area that creates the litigation. Somebody believes they got sold a bill of goods and what was delivered is nothing close to what they thought it would be. Just to kind of give you an idea, I've got a potential case right now here in Tennessee where there is a gas easement on a piece of the property that was sold as the place to build your perfect dream home. Well, now there's no egress or ingress to that property because you cannot cross over that pipeline. That client is really frustrated right now, and we're looking at damages into the six figures just to get it to be a piece of property you can drive a piece of heavy equipment over. That is something that due diligence may have caught if somebody had gone down to the titles in the registrar's office and looked through the liens on the property and then had a surveyor out to find where that lien actually is. I say that so that people don't go out and buy a piece of property with the idea of developing it, and now you've got a piece of property you can't use without spending multiple thousands of dollars, and that'll throw your ROI off. So do your homework.
Does most of your practice focus on transaction litigation, or would you also be dealing with tenant-landlord type litigation?
I don't typically deal with tenant-landlord issues. Here in Tennessee, that is something that falls under the jurisdiction of what we call the General Sessions Court. And it's like a small claims court. That is not really my area. My area deals more with breach of contract somewhere. The landlord tenant, of course, I can help you out. But at the end of the day, the bulk of my real estate litigation focuses around the contract and what was or was not done within that contract.
I want to ask you the money question, but I'm going to make it a little bit more specific because I do want to ask another question about how you're able to create an investment company as a lawyer, assuming you work a lot, because from my understanding, lawyers work long hours. So I want you to give your best real estate investing advice ever, but I want you to give it to someone who is working a full-time job right now, similar to yours.
Okay, the best advice I can give anybody, and I know this is going to take time, you need to do your research. You need to listen to shows like this. You need to read blogs and listen to podcasts. If you're in the car and it's a 20-minute drive into work, turn that on, listen to it. It may take you 2 or 3 days to get through one podcast, but you need to do it. You need that education. Another thing, go to lunch with people that invest. Pick their brain at lunch. Everybody has a lunch break. I do work long hours, but I try to have lunch with somebody every day. And whether that person is investing or it's another attorney, it's part of my team. We talk all the time. Build that community around you and get involved in it. This community, it's unlike any community out there. I want everybody to make money, just like you do, Theo. And this is how you do it. You help other people. If somebody is asking to take you to coffee, to ask you, I've got this real estate issue, can you help me with it? Or I was thinking about investing. Go. Be a part of that community. That's really what is so great about real estate investing. We all want to see each other succeed. We really do.
I love that advice. And just to build off of that, that's how I got this job, was going out to coffee with Joe. So Brian is not lying. All right, Brian, are you ready for the best ever lightning round?
Let's do it.
All right. First, a quick word from our sponsor.
Mark your calendars for the Best Ever Conference, February 24th through 26th, back in person at the Gaylord Rockies Convention Center. Join the experienced community and phenomenal speakers for a weekend of learning the best commercial real estate strategies, building relationships, and quite frankly, having a lot of fun. As a bonus, once you purchase your ticket, you are put into a mini mastermind group to start making connections with other commercial real estate investors immediately. Get the lowest prices right now at besteverconference.com. That's besteverconference.com.
Okay, Brian, what is the best ever book you've recently read?
Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I read it again. And every time I read it, I pick up something new, some sort of nuance. And the deeper you get into real estate investing, I think there's another layer you can peel back from that book. And look, I've got the tax background. I understand that. I understand the corporate world and how to structure a company. But the community is what I really pulled out of the book this last read. And that's what I just mentioned earlier in the podcast, is that this is a community and we're here and we're going to help each other. We want to see everybody succeed. And I really think Rich Dad, Poor Dad really speaks to that. It really does.
If your business were to collapse today, what would you do next?
Start again. I am a serial entrepreneur. I've bought and sold companies. I've built companies and sold them. I never see myself working a 9-to-5 for somebody else. I would start saving. I'll do something to earn money, and I'd go buy another piece of property.
What is the best ever way you like to give back?
By participating in online forums, taking people to lunch, spending time with them, giving them knowledge that they didn't know. One of the most recent things was I explained cost segregation studies to a client that came in, didn't charge them for it. I'm like, you really need to look into this. It's going to help you. You need to consider how to shelter your current income with these cost segregation studies. And ended up doing a lot of research for her and sending it over to her. And she'd never heard of it. She has 50 properties. And nobody had ever mentioned cost segregation studies to this poor lady.
And then last question, what is the best ever place to reach you?
You can always get me at the office. I'm there every day, and I'm happy to talk to anybody or point anybody in the right direction. And if I can't help you, I will point you in the direction that you can get help. I want everybody to succeed.
Perfect, Brian. Well, thank you so much for joining us today and providing us with your best ever advice. We talked about taxes in 2021. Your advice was to relax and to make sure you obviously have a plan B, which you can get by talking with your CPA and tax attorney. But at the end of the day, you're going to be fine. And the tax code is going to affect everyone the exact same. So you're not going to stop investing in real estate because the taxes change. You also talked about some tips on how to avoid litigation. And it really comes down to doing the right inspections by the right experts. This kind of also went into your best ever advice, which was to do your research. So specifically on each deal, but also more high level research on the real estate industry. So listen to podcasts and blogs, and then also gain this education by going to lunch with different people and picking their brains. And you mentioned that you do this every single day. So everyone's got a lunch break, as you said. So rather than spending it by yourself, at the very least, spend it listening to podcasts, reading blogs. But even better would be to get to lunch with someone and pick their brain. As you mentioned, you could go with lawyers too, just to get general business advice as well. So Brian, anything else you want to say before we sign off?
The only thing I would leave everybody with is get in to this real estate and investing community. Get in and participate. Everybody has something to offer. If you don't have money, that's okay. You might bring something else to the table. Just get involved.
Perfect, Brian. Well, thank you so much again for joining us today. Best ever listeners, as always, thank you for listening. Have a best ever day, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.